Now, we're going to go to line two. We're going to speak to Finbar Phelan, who's a member of the National Council with ISME, the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Organisation. Finbar, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, listeners.
Pleasure to speak to you indeed, Finbar. Finbar, in terms of ISME, you're holding what promises to be a very important regional meeting at the Landmark in Carrick-on-Shannon later this week, and it's something that many people, I'm sure, in Donegal will take an interest in.
It's actually going to be a great event, Donal. It's our first meeting post-COVID where we've actually been able to come out and meet both our own members and other business owners who aren't members of ISME, and we'd welcome all to come along to the Landmark in Carrick and Shannon on this Thursday at 3:30. It's going to be a great event just to people actually physically be able to network again and meet people, and for us in ISME to take on more information from what our members are saying are the real issues that are affecting them out there today and as we move forward post-COVID. Minister Frank Feehan will also be in attendance, which is always, Frank is always great for coming to these things because he, even though his remit is in health, he is a small business owner himself in a previous guise, so he fully understands what business owners go through. And he will bring the message back to government for us as well. So it should be a great afternoon. So again, it's this Thursday at 3:30 in the Landmark in Carrick.
Now, there's going to be PR insights for SMEs with the Managing Director of Hennigan Strategic Communications and some potentially very important advice there. But a very interesting looking element of the programme is Pitch My Business, which is an interesting sounding topic. Tell us how that's going to work.
Basically, that whatever businesses come, they get a 2-minute pitch to say who they are, what they do, where they're from, what has been good or bad for them over the last couple of years. And the one great thing about going to an event like this is you always pick up something. No matter what your business is, if you go to an event like this and you have an issue, the likelihood is that someone else in that room will have had that issue before. And that's why it's so vital that we can actually meet in person. You don't get that effect on Zoom, because when you're on Zoom, you don't want to butt in, or you're trying to wait your turn and then the meeting ends up and it doesn't happen. But I'm sure if you're physically in the room, you can walk up to someone afterwards and say, look, I had that issue before and this is how I dealt with it. So it's the physical fact that we're actually able to get out again and meet people in a room. It's fantastic. And this is our first meeting post-COVID that we've held in ISME. We're having it in the Northwest. Our current chair, Margaret O'Rourke Doherty, is from Carrick and Shannon herself. And we felt it was only fit that when we get back outside that we start doing it in Margaret's hometown.
Following on from what you said earlier, I mean, I have heard it suggested by many, many people that when you go to an event like this, the agenda is one thing and that's all well and good, but the real business gets done over a cup of coffee, standing in the corner chatting to someone you've just met, and certainly what you've said there would seem to bear that out.
Yeah, networking. It's all about networking. We all have the classic school thinking and learnings of business, but it's only when you get business people together where they can discuss issues, that's where real progress is made and that's where real initiatives come from.
In terms of ISME's membership in the Northwest region, obviously a lot of small business in Donegal and a lot of emphasis being put on that small indigenous sector in the county, particularly by the Enterprise Office and the Leo and that. It's a sector that appears to be growing. I mean, how healthy is that small indigenous business sector in the country and indeed in the region?
Okay, if we were to go back 2 years ago when we all the first onset of COVID, and we would have been in the first weeks of business closures 2 years ago this week, ISME worked really, really hard and set up the SME task force to lobby the government to move away from the idea of giving businesses loans to survive the pandemic to actually giving us grants. And ISME and many other organisations lobbied the government, and in fairness, the government did change their tact. And many small businesses that wouldn't have survived because of the work of ISME and organisations like us. Coming out of post-COVID, many businesses now are in a very strong position. And it is great that we now have the opportunity to move forward. The one thing COVID has shown is that small businesses really are the backbone of our country. We have over 234,000 SMEs in the country. And when the vast majority of them were closed during COVID, our country came to a stop. We had 600,000 people on the PUP at one stage. So it does show that while foreign direct investment is very, very important and the big companies are really important to the economic drivers for our country, it is really the small businesses in every town and village that are the foundation stones that our economy is built on. So it is great that we are now able to get out and meet again, talk to one another, learn from one another, and to grow stronger going forward.
And that event at the Landmark Hotel takes place from 3:30 on Thursday afternoon.
That's great. Thanks, Ronald.
And that is Finbar Phelan there, the National Council with ISME, the Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Organisation. That event, as we said, in the Landmark Hotel, Carrick and Shannon, being organised by ISME. You can pitch your business, you can get some insights and advice on PR, but perhaps most importantly, you can get the chance to have a cup of coffee with someone who may be able to give you a perspective on an issue that's been bugging you for quite a while.